Hey, it's the award-winning Gutter Show, back for a mid-season special. The sort of special you love, the mid-season ones. God, wow, it's that exciting. So, who is excited with me today? The excitable people with me today are Leanne Prescott, Ian Ryan and Neil Atkinson. I don't think we're awash with transfer rumours, and that's not entirely the purpose of today's Gutter, when Neil pitched the need for a Gutter to me last week. We really want to have the conversation about what we as fans think Liverpool need to be doing this summer in the transfer market. Obviously, this is a conversation that has been building in the wake of our deteriorating season. And therefore, you know, we are all ranging in our thoughts from thinking, well, maybe we thought 6 months ago minor adjustments would be made. Maybe some people are now thinking wholesale changes are needed. Anyway, we're going to go through this systematically in terms of my agenda anyway. So I'll start with you, Ian, E. Ryan. It really is a question of just how good or bad this Liverpool squad is in terms of analysing what we need to do next in the transfer market, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think your agenda, it's pretty spot on, Rob, in terms of what it alludes
Thank
to. I like to pay you compliments where I can. It talks about, you know, work to be done right through the span, and I think that's absolutely fair as well. I think, you know, we all know there's a need for a centre half. We're unsure just how Van Dijk and Gomez are going to come back. I think the fact that Gini Wijnaldum looks to be on his way, that seems nailed on now from recent reports. You know, James Milner will be another year older, as will Henderson, Thiago, etc. So I think you can make a good case for adding some midfield reinforcements. And then there's the question about what you do up front. You know, there's no getting away from the fact Bobby Firmino has fallen off a little bit of a cliff for me in the last 12 to 18 months. Certainly his goal return is nowhere near where you'd want it to be for a number nine. And we know he brings other things to the party, or he certainly has done in the early part of his career. I actually think that part of his game is subsided a little bit as well. But he's currently returned kind of 6 goals so far this season, 9 the previous season. You know, those numbers just aren't anywhere near enough unless the rest of your team is absolutely pairing and fit and firing. And we know there's been issues with other areas of the pitch. Sadio Mane is not quite there in terms of goals and assists, etc. You know, his numbers have dropped off a little bit. It's only really Mohamed Salah who's kind of, you know, really posting the numbers that you'd want to see. So I think whether Liverpool look to do a number nine or not, I'm not too sure. I think there are other options where you could maybe add a wide player and shift Salah through the middle. So someone that always catches my attention, Rob, and maybe we'll come on to names and stuff, but if you look at like a Pedro Neto, for instance, there's a flexible footballer who can go left, right, predominantly left-hand side, but you could maybe switch Mane to the right and put Salah through the middle. I think they're the kind of options Liverpool will be thinking about.